Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Today we're going deep on something kind of different.
Yeah,
breakup texts.
Okay.
Specifically, how your sign, your zodiac sign, might actually kind of influence how you say it's over.
Like how you do the dumping.
Exactly.
Or how you get dumped.
Yeah. Like, are you a C texter or are you more of a paragraph writer? You know what I mean?
I think we all know a couple of those.
Right. So think about your exes for a second. Do any of their, I don't know, breakup styles match up at all with, like, the stereotypes of their signs?
It's so funny you should say that because I was just reading about this.
Get out. Really?
Yeah. And, like, for example, you know how Aries are always known for being kind of impulsive and fiery?
Oh, yeah, totally.
So it wouldn't be surprising if they just sent, like, a super short text. Like,
bye-bye.
Literally, like, it's over. You know, two words, done.
Boom. See ya. On to the next.
Right, whereas someone like a Libra who's all about balance and fairness and harmony, they might spend, like, days agonizing over the perfect breakup message.
Oh, my God, trying to make sure it's, like...
You know, trying to be sensitive and,
yeah,
you know, not hurt anything's feelings, but also...
Impossible.
Right, it's like, how do you do that?
Exactly.
So it's really interesting to think about.
Okay, so then what about, like, a Cancer?
Oh, Cancer.
Because they're, like, notoriously emotional, right?
Yes, very much so.
So I feel like they would be more likely to just, like, disappear than, say, like, a Sagittarius who is very, like, straight up.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think with Cancer, though, because they feel things so deeply, they almost need that closure, you know?
Oh, so they would actually be the one to be like, we need to talk.
They might actually initiate that conversation, even though it's going to be really, really hard for them. They'd rather talk it out than just, like, leave things unresolved.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, whereas a Sagittarius, they're all about honesty and, like, being direct. So they might just rip the Band-Aid off with a really blunt text message.
Yeah.
Just to be honest, you know? Like, no sugarcoating.
Get out.
Maybe not that harsh, but
yeah.
Definitely straight to the point.
Okay, so we're not just talking about who dumps who, but, like, actually the style.
The method of delivery.
Yes, exactly. Like, oh my God, imagine a Scorpio ghosting you.
Oh my God.
Like, poof, gone.
A Scorpio ghosting is, like, next level ghosting.
They probably, like, plan it for, like, a month.
It's almost like they've planned it. Yeah. Like, they just vanish into thin air and you're left with, like, a million unanswered questions.
There.
It's like, what just happened?
It's rough. It's really rough.
Definitely a special kind of torture.
And then what about Geminis? Because aren't they, like, two-faced?
Oh, Geminis. They're the twins, right? They have that dual nature.
Yeah.
So their breakup texts might be, like, this really weird, confusing mix of emotions.
Uh-huh.
You know, one minute they're, like, pouring their heart out, and the next they're cracking jokes.
So you don't know if you should laugh or cry.
Right. It's like, what are you trying to do to me?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So this is, like, a whole minefield.
It really is. And then you have someone like a Capricorn.
Oh, gosh. Who might send you this super practical, almost, like, business-like breakup text.
It's been fun, but I'm moving on. We had a good run. Best of luck.
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
Because they're all about efficiency.
Yeah.
And sometimes they struggle with emotional expression.
Right.
So the message might come across as kind of cold or detached.
They're corporate.
But it's not necessarily that they don't care. It's just their way of dealing with it.
So there's a method to the madness.
I think it's more about recognizing that different people approach these tough conversations in different ways.
Right.
And sure, zodiac signs can be a fun way to think about these patterns.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you have to remember that we're all individuals and communication styles are super complex.
Like a Gemini.
Exactly. You can't really put people in a box, you know?
Very true.
There's no one-size-fits-all approach to breakups, just like there's no one-size-fits-all approach to understanding people.
I love that.
Right.
So we're all snowflakes.
We are all snowflakes.
I mean, this has given me a lot to think about. Me too.
So knowing this stuff, do you think it could actually help people, like, navigate breakups better?
I think it could. I mean, maybe if we can understand these different astrological tendencies a little bit better,
yeah,
we can kind of approach the whole thing with more empathy and understanding.
Right, like anticipate how someone's going to react.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
And who knows, maybe it can even help us choose partners who communicate in a way that works for us.
Ooh, food for thought.
Definitely something to think about.
Yeah, for sure. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to our deep dive.
See you next time.
Bye.